recently lost my best friend, lost my sister.
A Métis woman is strangled at her front door in the spring of 2002.
It was a tough one right from the get-go.
And there's a single suspect.
And I said, why is this man still walking free?
He was just a con man and a manipulator.
I'm David Ridgen, and this is The Next Call, the case of Terry Dauphiny. Available now on the CBC Listen app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
G-O-D. God. These three letters have changed Indigenous culture and spirituality like nothing before. And while there have always been different interpretations of a great spirit in Indigenous cultures, long before the arrival of Europeans, there was nothing quite like the capital G, God. Hey, Skana Zewagwego. My name is Ganith Dio, and in this episode of Telling Our Twisted Histories, we are decolonizing the word God. In most Indigenous communities, to learn something, you're told to watch, and especially to listen. We've been told we're in a post-colonial period, but we know that the processes of colonialism are still at play, and their consequences impact our communities every day. For a long time, we have been talked about, labeled, studied, categorized, but now it's time for us to do the talking. Please leave any stereotypes at the door, and as you listen, keep this word in mind, mamu. In the Innu-Amun language, mamu means together. To bring you this series, we travel to 15 Indigenous communities from 11 different homelands whose traditional territories now host the provinces of Quebec, New Brunswick, and Labrador. We spoke with 75 Inuit, Métis, and First Nations people to bring you their voices directly. So together we will decolonize our world and ourselves, one word at a time. Now listen up and let us tell you our stories as we explore and unravel our twisted histories. Part of the legacy of the word God for Indigenous people is that when Europeans arrived and began taking Indigenous lands, they did so in the name of the cross. Manifest Destiny was the belief that European settlers had the God-given right to expand across the continent. Indigenous religions, spiritualities, and ways of life were labeled as evil, something to be stomped out and replaced. And one way to do that was through the residential school system. Here is Noat Einish of the Naskapi Nation from Kawawat Chikamach on what she thinks of the word God.
When I went to church, first time I went to church in residential school, they were very strict to us. Very, very strict. Like, if you don't obey, you're going to go to hell. There's hell there. If you're bad, if you don't listen to me, I'm like, the priest was God to us.
Highly regarded.
And he can do anything what he wants. I was scared. I was afraid. I was always cautious about everything I do. I have to be perfect. And if I'm not, I'm going to get punished by God. And God, it was not a good word for me.
Alex Chizo, Anishinaabe from Lac Simon.
Je l'ai appris au pensionnat, c'est quoi? C'est qui Dieu?
Ouais, ouais.
C'est un Dieu très méchant. C'est un Dieu vengeur.
I learned in residential school what is God. God is evil. He is a vengeful God.
Là, j'essaie de m'imaginer, moi, quand je suis dans la tête d'enfant, là, Dieu est partout. Quand il dit ça, Dieu est partout. Comment il fait? Il a laissé mourir son fils.
Just try to imagine, in the mind of a child, when they said that, God is everywhere. Oh, fudge, he let his son die. Why would he do that?
Moi, ça me travaillait dans la tête, ça. Surtout quand t'es jeune, tu commences à comprendre, là. 8-9 ans, là. Si tu as fait une mauvaise chose, ben tu vas brûler en enfer pour l'éternité. C'est long, ça. Ça me trottait ça dans la tête quand j'étais pas capable de dormir à un moment donné à cause que ça me travaillait tellement. Là,
when you're young and you begin to understand around 8 or 9 years old that if you do something bad, you're going to burn in hell. Forever. Cripes, that's a long time. I would work it over and over in my head when I couldn't sleep at night.
Brûler pour l'éternité, c'est long, tu sais. Ça va prendre beaucoup de bois.
Because it just got to me. Forever. That's going to take a lot of wood. Samantha Barnaby, Mi'kmaq from the community of Listigouche.
We've gone through the generational trauma where the nuns and the priests and all this and that have, you know, diminished our way of living.
Matthew Mokash, Cree from Wapmagshtui.
You are told that if you don't do this, if you don't let go of your culture, your drum, you're going to go to hell and the God, you're not going to go to heaven.
Lisa Dutcher, the Wolastoqi Nation living in Fredericton.
My experience as an Indigenous woman, growing up in a very strong Catholic religion, you had to go to church and you had to go to confession and you had, because there was this big God watching us all and we were doomed for hell. And they had pictures in this Bible and all it was like people in hell crying out to this God, you know, to save them from their bad and terrible way. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is God? Like, why would anybody want to do this to us people?
Joshua Kawapit from the Cree community of Wapmagshtui.
But the more I think about it, the more questions I have about the religion and God. To my opinion, that was one of the greatest weapons they ever introduced to the First Nations of our people. Because they found a way to control people and to make them believe that this was something that they had to believe. So religion was imposed to us.
For many Indigenous people today, the arrival of Europeans and their God hundreds of years ago has meant that we have never had the chance to experience our own spiritual traditions. Here is Olivia Ike Duncan of the Inuit community of Kujuak.
And we've all heard of shamans, we've all heard of spirituality and the spirit, but I've never got to experience that in my culture as an Inuk. We're bringing back these throat singing and drum dancing that may have been a part of a bigger spirituality than God could have ever been. We've heard of the stories, but very quietly. It's very taboo because God is always over everything we do now. Our people have been Christianized or Anglicans, or so these things are still very taboo. I respect a lot First Nations people who somehow managed to have kept smudging and to keep ceremony and ribbons and these things that mean so much to them, and they're bringing it back. The youth are in there, and I feel like we're doing that very slowly, and we're having to pull teeth out to get that information.
When missionaries first came here to convert Indigenous communities to their faith, it wasn't about just spreading the good word. It was also about wiping out any religions or spirituality that were in place before. Here is Noah Swapi of the Naskapi community of Koowa Chickamach.
The priest told our people our traditional ways were evil. Like they kind of implanted in their head over time that the traditional drum or the shaking tent was evil.
Jean-Marie Mackenzie, Innu, from Matamakush, Lac John.
Il y avait déjà leur spiritualité, les Innu. Ils vivaient dans la nature, avec les animaux, puis tout ça. Ils respectaient les animaux avant la venue des missionnaires.
The Innu already had their spirituality. They were living within nature and respected the animals before the missionaries came.
Ils étaient bien heureux dans leur vie traditionnelle quand ils vivaient dans le bois. Il manquait de rien parce que c'est le Créateur qui a donné aux Indiens de vivre de même comme ça.
They were happy in their lives. When they lived on the land, they lacked nothing because this life was given to them by the Creator.
Les ouplas là, qui appellent là, les missionnaires. Ils ont dit qu'il y avait qu'est-ce que vous faites dans votre vie, des cérémonies, puis ça, c'était pas bon. C'est ça qu'ils avaient dit. Les tentes à suer, c'est pas bon. Vous travaillez pour le diable, c'est ça qu'ils ont dit. Les prêtres, là.
It was the missionaries who told them that the way they lived their lives, their ceremonies, everything was wrong. That's what they said. Sweat lodges, that's bad. We were working for the devil. Michael Rice, from the Gonyonkehaga community of Kahnawake, talks about how his ancestors might have felt when they first heard Europeans speak of God.
God is a European word that would have been foreign to them. Native people describe God in many different ways. Sungwai Dizun, the one who made our bodies. Rawe Neo, the great voice, Neo. What Europeans would consider God. For Native people, the Creator, Supreme Being, Great Spirit.
Matthew Mokash, Cree from Wapmagstui.
Well, for us, in our language, there's no word. Before Christianity, there was no word to this God. Because when you name something, you have to define it. You have to know what it is. But for us, God is a mystery. We call it the great mystery. But when Christianity came, when they mentioned the name God, then I guess the elders asked who they were referring to. And they explained. So we came up with the word Chamando, the great spirit. Our ancestors always knew that there was a higher being, but they didn't give it a name. He simply said, that which takes care of you, that which gives you life. That's how they described it. And life is everything, you know. The spirit of Chamando is present in all things. It's not separate. It's not out there in the clouds with the, a guy with beard and all that. In the way they picked God, you know, in biblical art.
Danielle Obomsawin, Abenaki, living in the Cree community of Wapmagstui.
Alors, nos ancêtres étaient avancés, très avancés spirituellement.
Our ancestors were very advanced spiritually.
C'est parce qu'ils avaient le concept que Dieu est dans tout, que Dieu est pas en dehors d'eux.
They had this concept that God was in everything. God was not external.
Le Dieu est pas, comme on l'a tous imaginé, j'ai été élevée catholique, Dieu assis sur un nuage, là, puis il regarde en bas, toi tu viens au ciel, toi tu vas en enfer.
God is not like we all imagined. I was raised Catholic with the image of God sitting on a cloud looking down all below and saying, you go to heaven and you go to hell.
L'être qui nous a donné la vie est dans toutes choses.
Our God is in everything and is the one who gave life to everything. David Montour, Kahnawake.
Unfortunately, God and Christianity have been now kind of all put together. So when you say God, people think priests and all of that, but God is not that for me. God is not the problem. It's religion. It's humans. So for me, God is just a word associated with things that we can't necessarily explain from our human brain or body.
Jimmy Papati, Anishinaabe, from the community of Kitsisakik.
Pour moi, Dieu, tel que je le conçois, tel qu'on peut le dire, ça a été un instrument, ça, utilisé par la religion des hommes pour faire la guerre partout à l'échelle planétaire.
For me, God was an instrument used by the religion of man to wage war on a global level.
Puis quand les prêtres sont arrivés, Dieu a été utilisé dans la religion des hommes pour détruire carrément la spiritualité des Autochtones.
So when the priests first arrived, they used God in their religion to completely destroy indigenous spiritualities.
La religion s'est installée comme un cancer, pour détruire carrément les Autochtones, puis détruire le pouvoir du chaman. Le nom de Dieu a été utilisé pour instaurer la peur.
Religion spread like a cancer to completely destroy indigenous people and destroy the power of the shaman. The name of God was used to instill fear.
Tu penses-tu réellement qu'ils savaient pas qu'est-ce qu'ils faisaient quand ils ont planté une croix?
Do you really think they didn't know that when they planted the cross? Today, many Indigenous people prefer the word creator over the word God. It has less baggage attached to it, and it better reflects our concepts and ideas. There is no single Indigenous spirituality for all of us. Each group has their own ways, their own stories, and their own connections. Like people across the globe, Indigenous peoples have found comfort and belonging in Christianity and other world religions and spirituality. If we look to decolonize the word God, we don't seek to reject the church and religion, but instead seek to let everyone have the right to choose and be respected in how they wish to pray or give thanks. Here's Bryce Morrison, Métis from Winnipeg, living in Quebec City.
Some of the teachings my grandfather has given me, that we never judge the way someone prays, how they pray, or who they pray to. We have an understanding that we all pray to the same creator. And it doesn't matter what you call him, Buddha, Allah, it's all the same. It's the creator, the divine, and it's everywhere, everything.
Robbie Dick Cree from Wapmagjdui.
And they say that Native people have a religion. We didn't have a religion. Our spirituality was a way of life. It was part of it. Everything was interconnected. That's why we didn't have priests, ministers, or popes, or whatever you call it. You are in harmony with everything, and things will be in harmony with you. Because if you don't respect it, it's not going to respect you. So you have to learn with respect, and also honoring everything that you are in association with and in contact with at that moment. Or if you go on the earth, you walk the earth, you give thanks to Mother Earth for allowing you to move on with her. And whatever is available to you for that day, you give thanks.
Here is Jimmy Papati again.
Et l'Anishinaabe, lui, vit en relation, pas en soumission, en relation avec le Créateur.
An Anishinaabe, he lives in relationship, not in submission with the Creator. Here is Noat Ainesh once more.
The Creator is natural because we see the creation outside, the trees, the rivers, the mountains, the world. That's our God, the creator, the universe. The sun, the moon, no, that's the creation. That's our interpretation of God.
Audrey Isaac, Mi'kmaq from the community of Listigouche.
The traditional way is not a religion. It's a way of life. And they keep saying it's a religion. It's not a religion. It's a way of life when you put tobacco on the ground and you thank the Mother Earth for providing us with medicines. Thank you. It's just respect. It's just a way of life that we weren't raised with, but it's coming back. The teachings are coming back. And it resonates strongly with some and it doesn't with others. So I pray in my house. I have an altar over there and I have angels. I have angels. I have Buddha. I have native medicines all over. I have eagle feathers. To me, it's whatever I resonate with at the time. So God, to me, is many things. It's the universe. Or sometimes I'll just say God because we were raised with God. But now I don't necessarily see God as a man. I see Jesus was a prophet. Buddha was a prophet. Krishna, all these people were prophets. But really, I think we are all connected through our souls, that's where our heaven is, that's where God is.
Nyawa for joining us today as we decolonize the word God. We're going to leave you now with some words by Matthew Mukash of the Cree community of Wapmagshtui.
Spirituality is all about understanding how energy works, the universal energy. We're communicating in this language. I make this noise, you can hear it, you can understand what I'm talking about. That's that energy at work. When you look deeply into it, you see those molecules, you see those atoms and whatever you call it in science, it always moves, it never stops. So that's the energy of the universe, that's the energy of the Spirit of God. The energy that we call the Great Spirit is all present. We're all interconnected with it. We're not outside of it, we're within, inside of that. That's why we are alive today.
For me personally, I don't like to use the word pray. I always use the term giving thanks. And when I give thanks, it's always to creation, not to the creator. That is what I was taught, and those terms helped me in understanding my own relationship to the natural world. I'm Ganyet Dio, and Nyawa for listening to Telling Our Twisted Histories. Join us next time as we decolonize more words. Telling Our Twisted Histories is a co-production of the CBC and Terre Innu. The series was written and directed by Ozzy Michelin, original concept by Karine Lanois-Brien, based on Telling Our Story, an original idea by Ian Boyd and Reginald Volant, research by Isabelle Picard, interviews by Karine Lanois-Brien, Brad Gros-Louis, and Ozzy Michelin, editing and sound design by Benoit Dam. Our music is courtesy of Musique Nomade. Our production supervisor is Annick Magny, producer Elodie Paulet, CBC program manager Sophie-Claude Miller, CBC senior producer Carrie Haber, executive producer Francine Allaire. We give an extra special thank you to the 11 groups of First Peoples whose homelands make up Quebec, New Brunswick, and Labrador for the generosity of their words and trust in us to share their stories. You can find more episodes of Telling Our Twisted Histories on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm your host, Ganyet Dio. Nyawa. See you next time.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.